弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
刚才我们已经念过罗马书第五章一到十一节了。
We have just read Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 11.
那我们现在一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神。
Our heavenly Father.
爱我们的主耶稣基督。
The Lord Jesus who loves us.
我们不明白什么叫做你的大爱。
We do not understand what is the great love of you.
我们只知道你为我们来到这个世界上。
We know you came to the world for us.
成了肉身。
And God became man.
然后为我们钉死在十字架上。
Then you were nailed on the cross for us.
三天以后从死里复活。
And resurrected from death after 3 days.
我们仍然不知道你为什么爱我们。
We still do not understand why do you love us.
照我们这个样子，应该是没有人爱的。
According to our condition, we are not deserving of love.
但是你却爱我们。
But yet you love us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们把今天这一段时间仰望在你的手中。
We present this time today into thy hands.
你让我们看见你自己。
Let us see yourself.
让我们在你的光中。
Let us stay in your light.
我们才能够见光。
So we may see light.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
愿你的名被高举。
May your name be upheld.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
罗马书，我相信我们中间大部分人都很熟悉哈。
I believe many of us are familiar with the book of Romans.
我们从第一章到第四章的时候，我们看见保罗他就是要讲神是公义的神。
From chapters 1 through 4, Paul is speaking God as a righteous God.
他也讲人的罪。
He also spoke of the sin of man.
他告诉我们，也让我们看见神的公义发出来的愤怒。
He also taught us that wrath came from God's righteousness.
然后他也告诉我们，神颁布的律法是他要证明，让人知道没有一个人能够逃脱神的愤怒。
He also taught us that the declaration of his law is to let us know we all cannot, none of us can escape God's wrath.
所以保罗让我们看见，不管是什么人，不管是犹太人也好，不管是外邦人也好，就是非犹太人也好，只有一个办法可以靠着得救。
So Paul let us see that doesn't matter whether we're Jews or Gentiles, there's only one way that we can be saved.
就是因信称义。
So we can become righteous through faith.
那么到了第五章的时候，他一开始就告诉我们，他说我们既因信称义。就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神和好。
So came to chapter 5, in the very first verse, he taught us that we have been justified through faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后他又告诉我们，因信得进入现在所占的这个恩典中。
Then he also taught us that we have gained access by faith into this grace that we now stand.
从我们的体会，就是神让我们成为后嗣，成为他的儿女。
That means we become his children and his offspring.
而且随时可以到他的面前来。
And we can come to him anytime.
而且这是永远不会改变的。
And this shall never change.
还有就是让我们有盼望。
And also taught us there is hope.
让我们能够知道我们将来会得到神的荣耀。
So let us know that we shall have God's glory in the future.
保罗就告诉我们还不够。
Paul told us this is not enough.
不但如此。
Not only so.
让我们知道在患难的时候，让我们知道在患难中是对我们有益的。
He also taught us there is a benefit for us when suffering comes.
因为这个跟将来的荣耀有关。
Because this relates to the glory of the future.
我们过去的世界观不一样的。
In the past, the world view we have is different.
我们在还没有信主的时候。
Before we were believers,
我们当患难临到我们身上的时候，
when sufferings come,
或者是什么事情不如我们意的时候，
or when things doesn't happen our way,
我们第一个反应是什么呢？
What is our first reaction?
我们第一个反应就是抱怨。
We start complaining. That's our first.
我们也希望能够赶快把它除掉。
We hope we can get rid of it quickly.
你知道过去我看一本书啊，他就讲说，他说美国啊是卖成药最多的地方。
I read a book. He says in the United States, they have sold the ready-made medicine, the remedies the most.
尤其是止痛药。
Especially pain medicine.
我们好像就是没有办法忍受痛。
It seems we cannot tolerate.
所以稍微有一点痛，我们就去买什么 Tylenol 啦。Tylenol 是万灵丹，对不对？
So when we have a little pain, we go by Tylenol. You know, Tylenol works wonders.
你知道这是我们处在一种社会当中。
This is the society we live in.
我们都不喜欢有困难。
We do not like to have trouble.
我们也不希望有痛苦。
We do not want to have trouble.
所以我们苦难来的时候，我们就希望很快的用一个方法能够把它解决掉。
So when suffering comes, we want to get rid of it quickly.
圣经上让我们看见神的救赎的大能，能让我们对苦难有新的认识。
So through the Bible, through the redemption power of God, let us realize we have a new look at suffering.
所以第五章第三节他说，不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。他就告诉我们，他说因为我们从今以后，我们已经知道患难后面还有一连串的事情发生。
So in chapter 5, it tells us not only so, we should also be joy in suffering because the suffering brings perseverance. Perseverance comes with proven character. Proven character comes hope. And hope shall not disappoint us. Therefore, the many things are going to come after suffering.
保罗的让我们看见，他说，这个就是神的爱。
Through this, Paul let us see this is love of God.
我们为什么会这样子看？
How can we see that?
因为所赐的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Because the Spirit has poured love into our hearts.
所以我自己在想，第一节到第四节，那就是神的爱所表现出来的。
So I'm thinking from verse 1 through 4, where God's love is demonstrated.
那么我们需要问我们自己有一个问题。
So we need to ask ourselves a question.
我怎么知道神爱我呢？
How do I know God loves me?
我们继续看第六节哈，一直到第八节。
Let's go to verse 6 and 8.
刚才我们背的这个是第八节。
We just recited verse 8.
他说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
That God demonstrates his own love for us in this while we were yet sinners.
这就是神的爱。
This is God's love.
常常我们过去也听到有人会说，我怎么知道神爱我？
In the past, people always ask, how do I know God loves me?
你们怎么回答他呢？
How did you answer him?
有的时候我们就会告诉他，哦，你祷告，你求这个，他就会给你这个。
Some would tell them, oh, you just pray, if you ask this, he will give to you.
有的时候我们会说，我们要找工作，所以我要求神，那么神给我一个工作，这就是我知道他爱我。
Sometimes we say, I need a job, I pray, I found a job, I know that's how he loves me.
所以很多时候我们也听到甚至弟兄姐妹讲，因为我祷告没有这个，也没有那个，没有那个，所以我没有办法体会神的爱。
Some brothers will say that I have prayed, I don't get any of what I prayed for, therefore I cannot appreciate his love.
我们常常的祷告啊，
Oftentimes in our
我们所求的东西，
what we're asking.
其实我自己在想，你如果不祷告，他也会给你。
So I thought, if you don't even ask, he will give to you.
神降雨给好人。
God have rain fall on good men.
他也降雨给歹人。
He also have rain fall on bad men.
主耶稣告诉我们，他说我们在这个世界上要先求神的国和神的义。
So our Lord Jesus teach us, we shall seek his kingdom, his righteousness first.
所以其他的东西我们所需要的他都会加给我们。
Then this, what you need shall be given to you.
其实这个叫做普通的恩典。
So this is called the common grace.
这是神的恩典，这是神对人的恩典。
This is God's grace for man.
就好像我们今天走在外面，或者。
If we walk outside,
或者是我们在这里聚会
or we gather in here,
我们想到大概不会有什么其他的事情发生
we think maybe nothing is going to happen,
或者是说这个地方忽然不会开一个洞来然后我们全部人都掉下去
is that nothing we think it go, the big hole is going to open we shall fall into it
这是神的恩典
so this is God's grace
今天地球能够在那边转
today the universe is continuing to rotate
这是神的恩典
This is God's grace.
我们今天能够继续活下去
We can continue to live.
这是神的恩典
This is God's grace.
这是他的普通的对每一个人的恩典
This is common grace for all.
我怎么知道神爱我
How do you know God loves me?
圣经上告诉我们说因为神所赐的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里
The Bible tells us because through the Spirit given by God has poured out love in our hearts.
他说唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死神的爱就在此向我们显明了
Only Jesus died while we were still sinners and God's love demonstrated for us in this.
我怎么知道神爱我
How do I know God loves me?
就在这里
It's right in the Bible.
第六节到第十一节
From verses 6 to 11
让我们在读的时候我们可以看得到神的爱是什么样的一个爱
We can see what kind of love is God's love.
然后我们才知道怎么样去效法他的爱对不对
Then we shall know how to imitate his love. Is that right?
在第六节一直到第十一节里面有四个词哈我们要注意
From verse 6 to 11 there are four terms we need to pay
第一个是在第六节他说因我们还软弱的时候
The first one, verse 6 when we were still powerless
第二个就是因我们还为罪人的时候
The second is while we were yet sinners
第八节那边他有一个他说我们还做罪人的时候这两个罪人哈 第六节跟第八节的这两个罪人原文是不一样的
So the Sinners between verse 6 and verse 8 are different in the original.
然后还有一个就是在第十节，他说因我们做仇敌的时候。
So in verse 10, when we were enemies of God.
我们从这四个字，我们就可以看得出来神的爱是什么样的爱。
From here, the four words, we can see what kind of love is God's love.
第一个，我们来看，他说我们还软弱的时候。
So the first one where we were powerless.
那个英文呢有了英文本翻译成 helpless
so some translation into helpless
换句话讲它的意思就是告诉我们什么事情都不能做的
in other words we cannot do anything
就是我们对神来讲啊说实在话这真的是它的意思啊就是我们对神来讲我们一点用处都没有
so this is God to God we are useless to him
他当初造我们
When he created us,
他当初造了人
when he created man,
他对造人他有他的心意在的
he has his will when he created man.
他要我们人在这个世界上遍满全地
so he want man to be full of the earth,
能够将神的荣耀带出去
so they can bring out God's glory.
但是人犯了罪
but man sinned.
所以变成了人对神来讲一点用处都没有
Therefore, man become useless to God.
讲一句你们不太喜欢听的话
I'll say something you may not like.
完全像一个废物一样
It's just like a waste.
这就是所谓的软弱
This is what is powerless.
然后我们再看第六节的后面他说他就按所定的日期为罪人死
So in verse 6 at just the right time,He died for the ungodly.
啊，这就是我要听的啊 ，ungodly， 就是
That's the word, ungodly.
就是不敬虔的人。
So ungodly people.
就是我们在还不敬虔的时候。
While we were still ungodly.
就是我们不尊重神的时候。
When we do not respect God.
就是我们藐视神的时候。
So when we despise God.
就是我们不遵行他的道的时候
It's just when we do not obey his word
轻看他
So we look down on him
这是第二个我们的光景
So this is our second condition.
第三个光景在第八节。
The third condition is verse
8. 他说基督在我们还做罪人的时候。
So while we were still sinners.
这个字他就用我们常常讲到罪啊，罪就是 hamartia， 就是我们是一个罪人。
So this is the common word that we use when we are sinners.
那通常我们讲到这个罪人的时候，当我们用这个字的时候，就是表示说我们够不到他的标准。
So when we use the word, it means we cannot reach to his standard.
这就是我们的光景，第三个光景。
So that's our third condition.
第四个光景在第十节。
So the fourth is in verse 10.
他说，因为我们做仇敌的时候。
While we were God's enemies.
你们懂不懂仇敌是什么意思啊？
Do you understand the meaning of enemy?
我想我不需要解释了啊。我们就知道我们是跟他敌对的。
No, we oppose him.
但是你知道圣经上告诉我们说，虽然我们在这四种情况之下，
The Bible says, even we're under these four conditions,
虽然我们是那个样子，
even though we're just like that,
但是他仍然爱我们。
But he still loved us.
这是神的爱。
This is love of God.
这是一种无条件的爱。
This is unconditional love.
这是一种不在乎我们是什么样子。
So he doesn't care what we are.
他就是爱我们。
He just loves us.
然后下面我们再来看。
And then we keep reading.
在第六节。
Verse 6.
他说，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
It's while we were still powerless, Jesus at the right time.
在一个按照他所定的日期，
so according to the date was ordained by him，
这是什么意思？
What does it mean？
他在很早以前他就定了。
In way past long ago he has ordained。
在圣经上让我们看见他在创世以前他就已经定好了。
So the Bible teaches us he has ordained it in the ages past。
不管人发生什么事情，
It doesn't matter what happens to man.
他仍然爱我们，
He still loves us.
他仍然照着他自己所定的日期他要做的事情，让我们把他的爱把他的恩典显明出来。
So he still will, according to the date he has ordained, he will demonstrate us his love and his redemption.
我说这是一种英文叫做 committed， 就是一种委身的爱。
So this kind of love is a committed love.
是一种奉献的爱。
So it's a offering love.
他早就把他自己给了我们了。
He has given us himself long ago.
所以他就不管发生什么事情。
So it does not matter what happens.
他照着时间，照着日期，他要把他的爱向我们显明出来。
He will show us his love according to the time, according to the date.
所以在以弗所书第一章那边他就告诉我们，他说就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们。
So in the Ephesians says that God has chosen us before he created the world,
让我们在他面前成为圣洁没有瑕疵。
So that we can be blameless before him,
这就是他的爱。
This is his love.
他在创世以前他就把他自己委身给我们了。
He has committed himself even before he created the world.
有时候我是在想啊，神啊，哇，神真的是很死心塌地的爱我们啊。
So I think God really loves us completely and thoroughly.
我有时候想到这个事情我都会感谢神不必说了，有时候我都会笑。
当然Of course, I don't have to say I thank God, but sometimes I even laugh.
这么样的一位神，
Such a God.
他这么死心塌地的，
He loves us so completely.
不管我是怎么样，
It doesn't matter who I am.
他就是爱我，
He just loves me.
也没有时间的限制，
There's no time limit.
他的爱不会因为时间而改变，
His love is not going to change according to time.
他不会因我是什么样的情形他就不爱我了。
He would not love me because I become certain condition.
这就是神的爱。
This is God's love.
所以我不需要在他面前把我自己弄得很可爱。
So I don't have to present myself to him as lovable.
我们人间的爱是怎么样呢？
What is our human love?
啊，当我们希望别人爱我的时候，我会做什么啊？
What do I do when I want other people to love me?
姐妹们，
sisters，
当你希望别人爱你，当你希望你的丈夫爱你的时候，当你希望别人爱你，也许你还没有结婚哈，当你希望别人爱你的时候，你会做什么事情啊？
So if you haven't been married, what would you do to make other people love you?
你会把你自己弄得怎么样？
How would you present yourself?
很 cute。
Very cute.
我不知道怎么翻译、啊、你会把你自己弄得很可爱、
so、you make yourself so lovable.
因为我们希望别人爱我
Because we want them to love me.
但是神的爱不是这个样子
But God's love is not like this.
当我们还做罪人的时候
While we were yet sinners.
当我们还软弱的时候
While we were still powerless.
当我们还不敬虔的时候
While we were ungodly.
当我们与他敌对的时候
When we were still enemies.
他在创世以前他就已经定好了他就把他的爱显明出来
He has ordained even before the creation
这就是神的爱
This is God's love
弟兄姐妹我们怎么应用
So how do we apply this?
我们常常说用神的爱来爱别人、啊、
So we say we love people with God's love
我们这就是我们要模仿要仿 要学基督的爱、啊、
This is that we need to learn We need to imitate love of Christ
我们要学基督的话
If we want to imitate Christ
第一个你必须要有他的生命
The first you must have his life
你必须要有你必须是重生的
You must be born again
你如果没有他的生命
If you do not have his life
你没有办法像他那样子
You cannot be like him
第二个
The second
如果我们要效法基督的爱
If we want to imitate God, to Christ's love,
我们一定要认识基督
we must know Christ.
如果我们不认识他
If we don't know him,
我们根本不知道他是怎么样
we don't know what he is.
我们根本不知道他喜欢什么事情
we don't know what he likes.
我们怎么去效法他
How can we imitate him?
没有办法的
we cannot.
那今天我们来看一下这不是我们今天要讲的哈
This is not what we're going to
study. 但是今天我们要看的我们就来看在教会里面有三个方面我们可以应用基督的爱
There are three things we can learn to apply Christ's love
第一个就是对教会的牧长
The third is for the leaders of pastors and elders in the church
请你们打开约翰福音第二十一章
Let's go to John 21
二十一章第六节
21:6
啊，对不起，十五节哈，十五节。
21:15
在这里有一个很有名的故事。
Here's a very famous story.
就是当主耶稣从死里复活以后。
After Lord Jesus resurrected.
那么，西门彼得带着他的几个门几个这个弟兄哈、啊，在水里面打鱼。
So Simon Peter and some of his brothers went fishing.
那么主耶稣就向他们显现。
So Lord Jesus appeared. Them.
主耶稣就煮了一些东西给他们吃
The Lord cooked some food for them.
然后耶稣对西门彼得说
Then, Jesus said to Peter,
他说约翰的儿子西门你爱我比这些更深吗
He said Simon son of John do you truly love me
彼得回答他说主啊是的你知道我爱你
So Peter answered, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
耶稣对他说你喂养我的小羊
So Jesus said, Take care of my sheep.
过去我们就在看 这三个爱字是不是一样、啊、
In the past we studied if this is three word love, it's the same word.
我们今天不去看这个
We're not going to look at that this today.
今天我们要看主耶稣问他什么主耶稣问他你爱我比这些更深吗
Today we're going to say, What did Jesus ask him? Jesus asked him,Do you truly love me more than this?
然后三次主耶稣对他讲说你喂养我的小羊
Three times he said feed my sheep
第二次他说你牧养我的羊
The second time he said you feed my sheep
第三次这是中文哈他说你喂养我的羊
So the third he also said you feed my sheep
我想这就是主耶稣要彼得像他一样像他爱他的羊群一样
This is what Jesus wanted Peter to be like him to feed his sheep
无条件的
unconditional.
是一种委身的爱。
It's a committed love.
他无条件的爱，不是因为他的羊群的属灵光景。
His unconditional love does not depend on the spiritual condition of his sheep.
有的时候我们做传道人呢、啊。
Sometimes as preachers.
那有些时候会有一些，我觉得是英文叫做 privilege 啊，就是一些啊、不晓得该怎么翻，特权，不错哈、啊，感谢神。
So as a preacher, sometimes we have privileges.
有的时候有些弟兄会告诉我，他说，我若把我的罪啊软弱告诉你，你会不会轻看我
？Sometimes brothers tell me, if I tell you all my sins or weaknesses.Would you look down upon me?
有时候我在想说，这个传道人他应该要怎么回答
？Sometimes, how should this preacher answer?
提摩太后书那边，保罗写信给提摩太，他就告诉他，他说你对众人要温温和和的。
So in Second Timothy, Paul wrote to him that you need to be gentle among men.
他说你要接纳每一个人。
You need to receive all people.
他说你或者神会改变他
or maybe God shall change him
主耶稣告诉彼得他说你喂养我的羊
so Lord Jesus told Peter you feed my sheep
是一种无条件的爱
is an unconditional love
因为主耶稣就是这样子爱他的羊
because this is how Jesus loved his sheep
那么而且是一种委身的爱
so it's a committed eye a love
第二个
the second
我们要看的是做丈夫的、啊、
we need to look at husbands
我们看五章、啊、以弗所书第五章二十二到二十三节
let's go to Ephesians chapter 5:22-23、
其实呢我们可以从二十五节、啊、看到二十六节
为什么Verse 25-26.
啊，这个我们常常很熟悉。
We are very familiar with this passage.
但圣经上，他就让我们看见，他给做丈夫的，这是一个命令啊。
So from the Bible, this is a command he has for husbands.
这是他前面讲到说要被圣灵充满，一直延续下来的。
But this is continued from, but he said you need to be filled with the Spirit.
所以，一个做丈夫的，你要爱你的妻子。那么如果你爱你的妻子你就是知道你被圣灵充满的被圣灵管理的
so the husband you should love your wives if you love your wife you know that you are filled with spirit and you are controlled
所以一个做妻子的你要顺服你的丈夫
so as a husband you should submit a wife should submit to your husband
也让我们看见这是圣灵充满的一个结果
this is anotherfruit of being filled with
我真的是不相信 OK 我真的是不相信圣灵充满就是在那边跳领舞啦讲方言啦甩来甩去的啦不是的
so I do not believe to be filled with the spirit is to speak in tongue and the dancing and so on
因为你从以弗所书第五章十八节开始看起你就能够明白这些事情
so if you started from verse 8 andChapter 5 Ephesians, you can understand this.
一直到延续到第六章第九节。
It goes all the way to chapter 6 verse 9.
他要我们在这个世界上被圣灵管理。
He wants us to be controlled.
在我们生活当中每一个环节他都要管理我们。
Every part of our life need to be controlled by the Spirit.
所以一个做丈夫的你要爱你的妻子。
So a husband, you should love your wife.
是一个委身的爱。
Is a committed love.
是一个无条件的爱。
Unconditional love.
不管你的太太变成什么样子。
It doesn't matter what your wife.
你都要爱她。
You have to, you will always love her.
对不起哈，做丈夫的。
So for the husbands.
你要委身的。
You need to commit yourself.
这个委身是把你自己委身给神。
This is also to commit yourself to God.
因为婚姻是神所设立的。
Because marriage is ordained by God.
过去我碰到有一对夫妇。
I have run into a couple.
他说我们在还没有信主的时候结了婚。
He said we were married before we were believers.
啊，因为他们两个常常吵架，常常中间有很多的这个矛盾啊，斗争在那里。
They often have fights and conflicts.
他说那时候我们彼此不认识。
In those days, we do not know each other.
所以我们吵来吵去,
that's why we argue, we fight.
现在我们信了主了,
now we are believers.
我们反过头来看,
we look back.
我们发现我们两个真的是有很多地方不配,不适合,
we see some places we do not fit.
那他说我们可不可以离婚?
So can we divorce?
这对夫妇很有意思,
this is a very interesting couple.
因为这个丈夫他就是不信, 他可以离婚。
The husband does not, because he is not a believer, therefore he can divorce.
他不信圣经上说有任何的地方准许他可以离婚。
He does not believe the Bible allows divorce.
所以呢,他就来问我。
So he came to ask me.
我说不可以。
I said, no, you can't.
我说因为婚姻是神所设立的。
Because marriage is ordained by God.
神设立婚姻是在创世的时候。
So God ordained marriage at times to create the world.
是为世界上所有的亚当的后代。
It's for all the descendants of Adam.
一男一女。
A man, a woman.
而且是一生一世。
It's an entire life.
现在信了主了，我就告诉他们。
Now I told them, now you believers.
你对你的婚姻应该更有希望。
You should have more hope in your with your marriage.
所以你们两个要彼此认罪,
so you need to confess to each other.
向神悔改,
and repent before God.
彼此委身,
commit to each other.
不是给他对方,
it's not to give to.
真正的是委身给神,
you are committed yourself to God.
承认过去自己是不知道,
you confess you did not know in the past.
不懂这个真理,
you don't understand the truth.
现在知道了,
now you do.
照着神的话去做。
You will do according to God's words.
感谢主,
we thank God.
圣经上告诉我们说, 做丈夫的, 你要爱你的妻子, 正如基督爱教会。
As husbands, love your wife just like Christ loved the church.
所以是一个无条件的。
It's unconditional.
常常有的太太就会反过来问,
some of the wives would ask,
反问一些问题。 我想在这里, 圣经上, 我要讲的就是圣经上告诉做丈夫的, 你要怎么样像基督一样爱你的妻子。
So in here it tells that the Bible teaches the husbands how to love their wives.
是一个无条件。
It's unconditional.
第三个,
so the third,
就是我们在教会里面, 弟兄姐妹彼此之间的相爱。
So the love between brothers and sisters in the church.
请我们看以弗所书第五章第一节跟第二节。
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 and 2.
他说,所以你们该效法神,好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
So be imitators of God as love, dearly love the children.
也要凭爱心行事。
And you shall do things according to love.
正如基督爱我们, 为我们舍了自己, 当作馨香的供物和祭物, 献与神。
Just as Christ has given himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
所以我们在教会里面, 我们也应该像基督爱我们一样的彼此相爱。
So in the church, we should love each other just like Christ loves us.
要效法他的爱。
We need to imitate his love.
这个爱是一个无条件的。
And this love is unconditional.
这个爱是一个委身的。
So this love is a committed love.
因为基督爱我们。
Because Christ loves us.
我们常常发现在教会里面有的时候, 可能是现在人的思想的观念啊。
In the church, maybe this the way we think today.
现在对教会呢, 好像就是像个俱乐部一样。
So they look at the church is like a club, a social club.
随随便便的。
So they're careless.
如果不合我自己的心意,
if I don't like this church,
如果我在这个教会里面, 找不到我所想要的东西,
if I cannot find what I needed in this church,
我就可以离开,
then I can leave this church.
或者是说就好像现在外面所说的这个叫做消费者主义。
Or it's just what they say, the consumerism.
我到一个教会是为了找我自己的益处的东西。
When I go to church, I want to find things to benefit me.
所以很多时候在教会里面我们会发现有很多人只参加那些聚会对他自己有利益的。
Sometimes the people in the church only attend the meetings that can benefit him.
其他的没有什么利的他就不会来了。
The other, they do not come.
我不知道你们教会有没有这样子的情形。
I don't know if you have such problem in your church.
有的时候在比较大的教会会我们会看得见这种情形。
In the bigger church, we can see it.
这不是基督的爱。
This is not Christ's love.
基督的爱是要把你自己委身在这个教会里面。
So Christ's love is to commit yourself to this church.
是要把你自己舍己。
So you have to sacrifice yourself.
不是把你的第一利益放在第一位。
It's not put your benefits into the high first priority.
是要把别人的利益放在第一位。
It's put other people's benefit into the
就好像基督爱我们一样
Just like Jesus loved us.
他是没有条件的
He's unconditional.
他是很早他就把他自己委身在这个里面
In the very early beginning he has committed himself
弟兄姐妹
So brothers and sisters
我们今天很简单的看了神的爱
Today we briefly looked at God's love
我怎么知道神爱我
How do I know God loves me?
就是圣灵把他的爱浇灌在我的里面。
Because the Spirit has poured out His love in my heart.
所以一个没有圣灵在他里面的人，他是不会明白神的爱。
So people cannot understand God's love unless they have the Spirit.
如果你有圣灵在你的里面
，If you have a Spirit in you，
你怎么知道神爱你？
How do you know God loves you?
就是基督在我还做罪人，基督在你还做罪人的时候，他就为你舍命，这就是爱。
That's when Jesus died for you while you were yet sinners, and this is love.
当你还是对神来讲是个废物的时候
，When you were a waste, you were powerless for God.
当你还是不敬虔的时候藐视他轻视他的时候
When you were ungodly, you looked down upon God, you despised God.
当你不够他的标准的时候
When you fall short of his standard.
当你跟他成为仇敌的时候
When you were enemies with him.
他就爱你
He loved you.
这是一种无条件的爱
So this is the unconditional love.
这也是一种委身的爱
So it is also a committed love.
我们要效法基督的爱
We need to imitate Christ's love.
因为这是主耶稣的命令
Because this is Christ's command.
他对我们做牧长的他的要求就是这样子
His requirement for pastors and elders is the same.
他对做丈夫的也是这个要求
His demand for husbands is the same.
他对每一个弟兄姐妹都是同样的要求
For every brother and sister he has the same demand.
我们要像基督爱我们一样的爱别人。
We ought to love others as Christ loved us.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你有没有经历到过主耶稣的爱
？Have you ever experienced love of our Lord Christ?
当你明白他的爱的时候
，Do you when you understand His love?
你就会。照着他的爱去爱别人
You will be able to love others according to his love
我们一起祷告
Let us pray
爱我们的主耶稣基督
The Lord Jesus Christ who loves us
我们感谢你
We thank you
如果不是你的话告诉我们你怎么爱我们
If it's not your words who taught us how you loved us,
我们真的不知道什么叫做爱。
We truly do not know your love.
我们也不知道爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
We do not know how to love our brothers and sisters.
我们也不知道怎么爱我们的妻子。
We do not know how to love our wives.
我们也不知道怎么爱我们的儿女。
We do not know how to love our children.
我们也不知道怎么爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
We do not know how to love our brothers and sisters.
我们感谢你，赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
我们感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and give thanks in the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.